Thank you, Ken. Good evening and welcome to our meeting of Mid Ulster District Council and the Chamber here in Dungannon, whether you have joined us remotely or in the Chamber. And I'd specifically like to welcome the public watching the live broadcast. I'm not going to go through the housekeeping because it should be all well rehearsed by now. So thank you all, and I'll just go through then a wee roll call if that's okay. Councillor Ashton?
Present.
Councillor Bale?
Ashton.
Councillor Black?
Record apologies, Chair.
Okay. Councillor Brown?
Here.
Councillor Buchanan?
Present, Chair.
Councillor Brunton?
Present, Chair.
Councillor Clark?
Ashton.
Councillor Colvin?
Here, Chair.
Myself. Councillor Cuthbertson? Councillor Doris? Councillor Elliter? There's Councillor Doris now. Councillor Elliter? Councillor Ford? Councillor Gildernate?
Present, Chair.
Councillor Glasgow?
Present, Chair.
Councillor Graham?
Present, Chair.
Councillor Martin?
Present, Chair.
Councillor Kearney?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Mullaghan?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Niall McAleer? Councillor Sharon McAleer? Got him there. Councillor Sharon McAleer? Councillor McFlynn?
Present,
Chair. Councillor Brian McGuigan?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Sean McGuigan?
Here, Chair.
Councillor McKenna?
Here, Chair.
Councillor McLean?
Present, Chair.
Councillor McNamee?
Present, Chair.
Councillor Donald McPeak?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Sean McPeak?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Mullen? Councillor Mallory?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Monteith?
Here.
Councillor Mullen?
Here.
Councillor O'Neill?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Quinn?
Present,
Chair. Councillor Robinson?
Here, Chair.
Councillor Totten?
Apologies for Councillor Totten, Chair.
Okay, and Councillor Wilson? Okay, so declarations of interest then, item three, so you can declare them now or if there's something that comes up in the course of the meeting.
Could I just comment on the Mid Ulster Business Award?
Yeah.
Can I just declare that a member of my family are part of the trainee, part of the council? Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll move on then to item four, Chair's Business. So we just have a few items this evening to draw your attention to since our last meeting. And I was delighted this month to welcome the new age-friendly Alliance Mid Ulster to the Chamber here in Dungannon for their first ever meeting. As a council, we are very supportive of this initiative, and our combined efforts will make the council area a place where you can grow older without any barriers to living a healthy and fulfilling life, and where you feel a valued member of society. The final civic awards of this current term and the Bernavon once again shone a light on all the talent that we have in our district. And it was very much a varied mix of achievements that we had many interesting conversations once the formalities were over. And I have to say, being able to meet so many of our residents and hear about their individual and team achievements is definitely one of my highlights as my time as chair. We have also now formally launched our new five-year pitches strategy, which demonstrates our commitment to grassroots sport and our long-term ambitions for the district, both of which will ultimately play a role in improving the social, economic, physical and mental health and well-being of Mid Ulster and all who live in it, as well as laying out the council's plans for pitch maintenance and development over the five-year period. The strategy considers how the council can work in partnership with clubs and other stakeholder organisations, effectively supporting the delivery of community-based opportunities for participation in sport and physical recreation. We all know how vital grassroots support for any sport is, so to see this included as a key part of the strategy is so important, and I look forward to seeing the outcomes of the work over the next 5 years. So that concludes my remarks for this evening. Thank you. And I'd like to call on Councillor Mallahan then for Chair's business.
Thank you, Chair. And obviously, as we all know, this is the last meeting of this council in this term. So can I first of all take the opportunity on behalf of my party to offer our thanks to all the councillors, all the officers and all the staff, as well as all our councillors, for all their help over the past 4 year period, which was a considerably difficult period of time, both with the pandemic and the financial pressures that we're facing now. I'd also like to, on behalf of the party, express my great thanks to Joe and Niamh and Phelim and Catherine, who we know at this point won't be joining us again in the new term. The rest of us will have to leave that to the voters to decide who comes back. Also, as far as know, to Walter and Kim as well, to wish them all the best in their, I don't think retirement's the right word to use, but the next adventure that they go on. So I'm not sure if there's anybody else, but we'll see what the voters decide after that. Chair, it's 25 years, obviously, from the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. And you couldn't have missed it this last week or so with all the news coverage and everything that has been said and everything that has been written. And we had the great and the good, as the media like to call them, in Belfast over the last week with the Clintons and with George Mitchell and with Bertie Ahern, Tony Blair, Alistair Campbell. And just before that, we had President Biden here on a visit as well. And it's just strange, I suppose, and maybe given the fact that the executive isn't up and going, that we never done anything as a local authority to acknowledge the anniversary. While everybody didn't agree with the agreement at the time, and maybe some still don't agree with it now, I think we have to acknowledge that many of the outcomes from it has been to a great benefit to the people that live here. So it's just to offer that thought that we didn't do anything, and maybe that's something we need to think about in the future. On the back of President Biden's visit to Belfast, I also think there's a missed opportunity there too, and whatever has happened between the diplomats in London and in Washington, and there's many theories and many considerations about what went wrong, we definitely didn't see the energy of a visit that happened in the 26 counties than compared to what happened here. And it could have been a fantastic visit. You could imagine for a moment if President Biden had made it to the Heaney Centre in Ballaghy, given his love for Seamus Heaney's poetry. It just would have been superb. So again, just noting that was disappointing, to be honest. Great that he was here, yes, but it could have been better, I suppose, is what I want to say. So lastly, Chair, on the back of that, Joe Kennedy has now been announced as a new economic envoy to the north, and he will spend lots of time, I'm sure, around Belfast, seeing all the fintech stuff that goes on around there. But there's something amazing happens here in Mid-Ulster in terms of our construction and how we turn out machinery and how we export it to the rest of the world. And given the fact that there's a potential of a $6 billion investment to the north hanging there, which was talked about, it would be important that we invite Joe Kennedy here to our council area and let him see exactly what we can do. So I want to make that a formal proposal, Chair, that we invite Joe Kennedy to come down and have a look around and see what we can do.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Mallahan, and I'd be very happy to second that proposal. Just thinking back and remember the hope and all whenever the Good Friday Agreement document came through the door, and we have achieved a lot, but there's still plenty more to achieve, and it would be great to see Joe Kennedy coming here and, as you say, to see some investment coming into the Mid-Ulster area. So I'm very happy to second. Okay, Councillor McLean.
Chair, a couple of things under Chair's business. There seems to be a bit of concern at the minute from a lot of our community groups in relation to the grant process, and I was wondering through the Chair's business, is there any possibility of an update on that to give some confidence there? There just seems to be a lot holding there. That's the first thing. If you want to hold that answer, just I'm finishing, and that'll be me out of the way. Second thing, I'm not going to rehearse the issue. Our party has done that over the last number of weeks in relation to the Good Friday Agreement, as Councillor Mallon has mentioned. Everybody has their own opinions. Everybody knows the DUP's opinion on that there, and therefore I'm not going to rehearse it, other than to say that it was an event that happened, and whilst there might be some good things come out of it, we believe that there's a lot more still needs to be done, and therefore the position of the Assembly, Stormont, is as a result of the lack of progress on that front. The issue about the envoy coming to Mid-Ulster, I don't have a problem. I think anything that can benefit our area and inward investment, and anybody that can help on our inward investment, then is to be welcomed, and I concur with that. And lastly, in relation to those councillors that have decided to hang up the towel, maybe a better word other than retire, I want to wish them well, and for the contribution that they have made to council. And again, everybody knows our position. There's many things that have been put forward by individuals that we haven't agreed with, and therefore we haven't been able to concur with. But irrespective, I think that's the strength of the debating chamber. And I think it's fair to say that on many occasions, while debates were heated, and there was always a reasonable amount of respect that had, and I trust that that will continue going forward. And so I want to wish them well. And I suppose it would be remiss of me not to mention our own party member, Kim, who we always have relied on heavily in our financial element as we come to the rate setting. And although she might be retired in that business, I think I'll be calling on her services when it comes to that again. But I want to wish her well. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, Councillor Quinn.
Thank you, Chair. Just on the on the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, it is a shame the Council haven't been able to mark it. Of course, there's still the 25th year, so there is a chance we can mark it in the future, hopefully, for those councillors coming back. It was a massive achievement. It certainly changed the prospects of my life. I was only primary school, I think, when it was signed, and it has such an impact on everybody's lives, especially here in Mid-Ulster. I think it would be remiss of us not to mark it. Happy with Joe Kennedy. If we can get him over to the Heaney Centre, it will be excellent. I know I did jibe Adrian a few times to see if we can invite President Biden and re-invite him and emphasise it as much as we could. But unfortunately, whatever went on, if he, maybe it's dead 2 days, we might have got him over this part of the world. Just on councillors not coming back, I want to pay tribute actually to both Joe and Niamh. There's no lie, we probably haven't seen eye to eye all the time, but I know just from the work that they've done in Torrent and the work I'm sure they'll continue to do, they deserve great praise. And to Kim and to Walter as well, I think your contribution to this chamber has been massive over the last 9 years, and you will be missed. I wish you all the best for the future. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. And Councillor Glasgow.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, pretty much I'm not going to go over what has been said. It's like, as has been made reference to the Good Friday Agreement, I think the importance is to always remember that peace is the way forward, and politics and sitting in and discussing and debating is the way forward, not the gun or not the bomb, and that should never, those days should never ever be returned to. And to those that do try to drag us back to those dark days, a clear and defined message that we will not go there needs to be relayed back. As was previously said by the councillors around the chamber, that a number of councillors who are deciding to go on and enjoy life, whether it not be retirement or to enjoy the sun, all right, Kim? And I would wish them all the very best and appreciate their friendship throughout. As it's been said, not everybody sees eye to eye within this chamber, but sure, they would make the night very dull on it if we did. Just to put on record, the Ulster Unionist Party's sincere thanks to the staff, in particular to Eileen, Martina and Leanne for all the work that they have done, and I know to Jennifer as well in the nomination process, and to yourself, Adrian, and the rest of the team. So our sincere thanks to you for the last 4 years, and hopefully we see each other again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Councillor Ashton.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and can I thank the members that have spoke and have messaged me, I suppose, over the last couple of weeks. I want to firstly thank the people of Dungannon who have trusted me with the seat for 12 years. The support I have received over the years has been second to none, and I sincerely thank them for welcoming me into their homes and communities. Throughout my political career, I have held many roles in the council and indeed the party, from chair of this council, chairs of committees, as part of the group leader forum, and even had a go at being a special advisor, but I think we'll just put that down as a life experience. I want to thank the DUP for the opportunities that they have provided me at such a young age and wish them well in the forthcoming elections. As all elected members know, it's just not us that give up our time. And I want to thank my husband, Rob, for putting up with me running the roads every night of the week and weekends. He tells me that he's looking forward to the 19th of May, but something tells me he'll be ringing Paul McLean by the end of the month looking to send me back. So over the years, I've tried my best to represent the whole community and show leadership in this council, whether that be from delivering sports facilities in Dungannon for everyone, hosting a business delegation from Hong Kong for our business community, or indeed preparing for the upcoming coronation celebrations. I believe that this council can play its part in building better relations in the district if there is the political will to do so. Finally, but certainly not least, I want to say thank you to the staff of both Dungannon and South Tyrone Borough and Mid Ulster District Council for all your help and support over the years. I have no doubt that although I won't be in elected office, I will be on hounding you all to see what is the next big project we can bring to this area. I also want to wish all the councillors that are, and I'm going to use the word retiring, all the best as they take a well-earned rest. My message to all of you seeking re-election, or indeed those that are sitting at home going forward for the first time, respect each other, show leadership in this council, and continue to drive it forward as one of the top performing councils in Northern Ireland. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim, and I'm aware we have a few members not coming forward again. They're looking to say a few words too, so I'll bring those in first. So, Councillor Doris.
Thank you, Chair.
It's
a different idea for her. I'm speaking for tonight, but I do want to give a sincere thanks to the council staff and officers who have just been there in so many different ways, and people don't see the work that they do behind the scenes. And I have to say, I don't want to think that anyone out because I'm afraid of offending somebody, but there's so many people to thank, and I just want to give sincere thanks to them. To the Sinn Féin Council team, it's been a lot of laughs, a lot of debates, and you all know I'm not going far away anyways. You've noticed it's going to be around. To the other party councillors as well, there's been some that we're all more alike than we are different, and I think that we have worked for our local areas. By and large, and obviously there's some differences there, but I think we've navigated it fairly decently. To a lot of the community groups that I got working with, they've been fantastic, and I just can't believe actually the wealth of a community that we have right across Mid Ulster. It really is unbelievable, and I suppose you never seen that so much as when the pandemic was going on. But I especially do want to thank the public who gave me the opportunity to represent them, and it has absolutely flown in. But I think I've done a lot, and I'm looking very forward to the next phase of my life. And also I do want to thank my family, because you all know what it's like when you're family. And I have to say, they're very happy that I'm not suffering with candidiasis right now. So best of luck to all of you.
Thank you. Councillor Gilderney.
Thanks, Chair. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Chair, just not to go through all the things that we've often heard, I would concur with all those remarks. And special thanks, somebody said Aileen Ford. I said one morning, I was mayor, that only for Aileen, you wouldn't work to say that they had to get it for the morning. Anyway, she kept her. But all the staff, and I mean all the staff, and I would also like to thank my wife, Geraldine, and my family for their support and everything to go with it over the last 22 years. And sorry to believe in the council, but happy to be going ahead with another phase of life. I also want to thank my comrades and colleagues on the council in Sinn Féin, but I also want to thank the people across the old benches from where I sit who have been totally ladies and gentlemen from the day and hour I joined this council. In the old council, on the new council. We didn't agree in politics, but we agreed on a lot of things in life. And I respect their views very much and hope to meet them all, especially one that we're going to argue on someday. I hope to meet them there someday. I hope to wish them all the best and all the new ones, and hope for a better future for the next 22 years. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, and thank you all very much. And I just wanted to pay tribute myself as well to everybody who's not going forward: Kim, Niamh, Catherine, Phelan, Joe, and Walter. We might not always have agreed at times, like, but it has been a pleasure, and it's been lovely working with yous all. And like, yous, I'll always know that what you've achieved for local people and the local area. So, want to thank you all very much for everything that you've done, and hopefully you enjoy your retirement or whatever you get up to, days in the sun or whatever it is. So just wish you all the best for the future. And just since it is coming towards the end of the council term, and we don't know what way we'll all be after this, just to thank all the officers and all the staff as well for everything that they've done for all of us over the last 4 years, and to wish everybody all the best going forward as well. Okay. Yes.
Okay, Chair, just before I respond to Councillor McLean, just on behalf of the executive side of the organisation, I just want to reiterate from the staff's perspective, Chair, to all of those members that are departing. It's been a great journey for all of us, and we as an officer team truly value the support that we get from the members in this chamber. What we do is not possible without the support of the members, both publicly and, more importantly, privately. And the things that are delivered on the ground are best delivered through a joint approach. And I want to thank everyone and each and all of those members that are leaving us. It's a wealth of experience and knowledge that we're losing. But I've said to each of them, don't be strangers, and keep in touch with us all. And I wish them all the very best of luck for their future. In relation to Councillor McLean's question in relation to the community groups, obviously we're asking tonight for delegated authority later on in the meeting, but we understand the urgency, and we also are very aware of the need that's out there given what has happened over the last number of weeks. So our community grants team are working feverishly to get them completed, and we expect to have that done, I would hope, in a matter of days, and issue letters of offer as quickly as that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we'll move on then to matters for decision. So item 5, council minutes from the 23rd of March. If I can get a proposer and a seconder, Councillor Mullaghan, and somebody to second, Councillor Wilson. Oh, Councillor Quinn, an issue or second? Second. Okay, and item 6 then, environment. From the 3rd of April, if I can get a proposer and seconder.
Proposed, Chair.
And a seconder. Who was that? Okay, and any issues? Okay, item 7 then, Planning Committee, from the 4th of April. If I can get a proposer and seconder, Councillor Mullaghan. And a seconder. Councillor McKinney. Thank you. And any issues? Okay, and Development Committee minutes from the 5th of April, if I can get a proposer and seconder. Councillor Quinn, and a seconder. Councillor Wilson. And actually, Councillor Burton.
Yeah, page 59, in relation to the Granville Industrial Estate, the money that has been going in there is amazing. I just wanted to record at the very top of page 59, and I suppose this is something, Adrian, for the new council, but it's recorded as the footways around the development of the houses. So it's the housing estate in Granville, and it's the footpaths are in fairly bad condition around those homes. And I just thought, you know, that we should... We regularly bring up around the villages about some of the footpaths and the conditions they're on. And I think, Adrian, going forward in the next new mandate, it was something that we'd really like to try and ensure that people who live in the homes are not tripping when they go out because of the state of the footpaths. Many of our villages are the same. So I just wanted to maybe correct that it's not the pathways, but it's actually the footpaths that are in really bad condition. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so item 9 then, Policy and Resources Committee from the 6th of April. If I can get a proposer and seconder, Councillor Malloy, and a seconder, Councillor Quinn. And any issues? Okay, and item 10 then, conference report. So just as is there, Joe.
Yep, thank you, Chair. It's just to provide an update on seminars and conferences received and to seek approval for both elected member attendance and payment or registration attendance fee and associated costs for council officer approvals as well. And it's attached there what we have received at Appendix A, so it's just on for approval. Chair, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a proposer and seconder for that then? Councillor Mahan and Councillor McKinney. Thank you. Okay, and item 11 then, delegated authority to Chief Executive on matters during the local election.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval from Mid Ulster District Council for the Chief Executive to be delegated authority to make a series of decisions during the period of the 2023 local election. As you're all aware, tonight is the final meeting of the current council term, and no meetings are scheduled to transact business until the end of June 23. Although the council's first annual meeting will take place on Monday the 5th of June to agree positions of responsibility and receive nominations for committee membership for the new council term, following the 18th of May local election, it should be noted that this meeting is being scheduled for the purposes of undertaking that mentioned business. In terms of under 3.1, the purposes of this report is to permit and facilitate the continued delivery of council business authority on a number of key decisions are being requested to be delegated to the Chief Executive between the period of Friday the 21st of April to Thursday the 29th of June 2023. In light of Section 7 of the Local Government Act, delegated authority is being sought for the Chief Executive to make a series of decisions in the absence of committee and council meetings. And under Section 7 of the Act, it confirms there are a number of functions which cannot be delegated as listed under Section 3.4, 1-4, and I can confirm that none of them are being requested as part of the attached appendix at Appendix A. So, for the purposes of the recommendation, the Council gives consideration to delegating authority to the Chief Executive on the listed matters attached at Appendix A, commencing from the 21st of April, tomorrow. I would like to add that there's an additional item to be included to Appendix A, which has been received late, which is the Molesworth Street Shared Space Project. And as previously agreed at P&R Committee in July 22, members agreed an appropriate budget for the appointment of an implementation partner for the Digital Transformation Strategy for a two-year period of $200,000 to be funded from reserves. That's it, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. And can I get a proposer and seconder for that? Yes. Okay, thank you. And second?
Second.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor. That's
sorry, Chair.
Declare an interest in what was that, sorry, Councillor Wilson? Kelly Mann. Councillor McPeak.
Thanks, Chair. Okay. No, Chair, just in relation to the last item there, I raised that at the PNR meeting, and my concern was around our own in-house grants, that there was flexibilities in the first instance for to be able to the Chief Exec to move funds around, maybe perhaps schemes that were overfunded, maybe could get monies from schemes that were or projects that were underfunded. So it's just allowed, you know, the discussion then took another life, and we were talking about the ESF fund. I absolutely support that if we can do anything in relation to stop gapping the ESF monies, but I think what I was hoping for and looking at was our own in-house flexibilities within our own grant schemes, first and foremost. So if we can just be assured that that's within the proposal,
because that was why I used it. ESF, absolutely by all means, if we can facilitate some of those groups, but that's going to be a mighty big ask. We're going to be inundated. I think we should be looking at, well, my comments on the PNR was around our own internal grants flexibilities there.
Chair, that's entirely covered with what's in Appendix A.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so matters for information then. So item 12, consultations. Councillor Mallory.
Chair, just on the consultation request from the Education Authority in regards special educational needs and provision. I know what the 26th May is the response date. You know, we can have a look at that as to what we can put together. It ties in well with recent consultation by the Department of Health, I think it was, in relates to autism. And you know, we see regularly and we hear from the groups that we engaged with during that consultation process of the lack of provision for children with autism within schools, the lack of identification of their needs, the lack of statement, and the lack of people being able to identify children that are under pressure. So if we can have a look at that and pull together a response. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I'm happy to second that. Councillor Mullaghan.
Thanks, Chair. There's a consultation there from the policing board in terms of community policing survey. And I see the closing date is the 30th of June, so from our end of it, we won't have much input. But I'm just wondering, the PCSP would be able to ensure that that is put out among all the different groups and people that they work with to ensure there's a real and honest response going back into that.
Okay. Yep, happy to second that too.
Yeah, Chair, just in relation to Councillor Mallory's proposal, are you happy that I have delegated authority to sign off?
Absolutely, thank you.
Okay, item 13 then, correspondence report. Councillor Mullaghan.
Thank you, Chair. There's a correspondence here from Tiny Leaf, and it's quite a big document. And it refers to a motion that was passed in City Hall in Belfast, and the motion centres around improving maternity conditions for mothers, especially whenever a newborn arrives very early. And I think we should invite Tiny Leaf into the, you know, the most appropriate committee to hear a bit more about that, and then and see what way the council can assist them going forward. That's our proposal, Chair.
Okay, and can I get a second?
Second, Chair.
Okay, can I get a proposer and seconder to move on to confidential business then? Councillor Clint. Councillor Coven, thank you. And that includes our open business, and just like to thank the public for listening, and advise that the public broadcast will now end. Thank you all.